seem fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly Lucille is finishing up her jury duty. Thank you for serving this great state of California that way, Holly. But we do miss you. Come on back soon. We are talking about testosterone. And does every male over 45 need testosterone? Well, the answer is no, but the answer is really some do. True story. Got to tell you this. So my 45th birthday, I wake up, I walk out. It's birthday, right? It's a good day. And we make a thing of our birthdays in our house. And so I walk out and, you know, everybody's there and stuff like that. And so we you know, kiss happy birthday and things. I turn on a little bit of SportsCenter. I confess about once in a while, good for some SportsCenter in the morning. And commercial comes on. There's some guy with a scruffy beard, kind of looks about my age. He's sailing. He looks quite happy. He's in a t-shirt and jeans, pretty good shape. And he says, hey, do you have low T? I'm like, what the heck is low T? Are you 45 or over? I'm like, no way. I am seeing this commercial on my 45th birthday. Well, you're 45 or over, you might have low T or low testosterone. And I'm like, whatever. I don't have low testosterone. Well, I'll tell you what. Unfortunately, that commercial predicted me pretty quickly. About 2-3 years later, I'm 47 now. I did feel the effects of low testosterone, and I do take testosterone now to not make me a big weightlifting maniac, but to bring it to the levels that my testosterone would be as if I did not go through medical school and I did not work 900 hours a week and sneak in a radio show between 10 patients and doing my busy life. And I like my life. I don't want my life to change. I've changed some things about it to make it easier so I can get to know my children and my wife a little better, but I like my life. I like that go. And if the answer is that I sleep more and do a lot less for lower testosterone, I'm probably just not going to do that. So I am somebody over the age of 45 who does it. I do a bioidentical form in a shop once a week. There's creams that are available, and I can go into those numbers and how to do it. But one of the things I found out that I wasn't alone, and I need to talk about this in a different context for a second. I practice with a cardiology fellow named Dr. Brandon Chaston, and Brandon is trained about 10 years after I was, so I'm kind of 10 years ahead of him. When we were in school and we heard about people taking testosterone, it was muscle guys, or it was really sick people, or people who maybe had testicular cancer, had their testicles removed, and they were on testosterone because they just weren't going to make anything, and you need some. Or it was transgender people, you know, women becoming men who needed testosterone. I mean, it was a fringe element, and it wasn't a very popular medication. It was generally only available synthetically at the time, and when it was synthetically available, it's really expensive. There's patches and stuff like that. And we just never had a lot of great success with it. Well, what happened is people started looking at the research and the data about where these numbers should be. And the natural industry got involved. And they started to make bioidentical stuff. Just like the gals have the options of bioidentical estrogens, we started to get the options for bioidentical testosterones, things that your body would recognize, things that is easier for your body to clear. The bioidentical versions appear to be, you know, we think much safer. But one of the other things that came up is stuff like Androgel and the synthetics that are out there that are the drug version. Oddly enough, they're too low. They were way too low. My numbers were in about the 150 to 200 range. And, you know, every scale is different, so this may not apply to you. But they need to be to the 700, 800, 900 range right in there to be healthy and happy. That's where we really think they should be. Now, some doctors believe they should be higher, in the 1500s. Some doctors say that even if they're 200s, if they're in that range, you should leave it alone. I'm only telling you the belief of the majority of doctors that I put my faith in, where they think it should be. And these are not hormone businesses. These are doctors that, as part of their services, will prescribe testosterone, just like they'll prescribe multivitamins and everything else to keep you with a long, healthy life. So when we looked at the androgels, they're just way too low in the amounts. When the bioidenticals came out, now for a much lower cost, we were able to get these numbers back into the 700, 800 range. Our patients could not afford to use androgels if they had a 200 testosterone to get that into the 700-800 range. It's really expensive stuff. The bioidentical stuff was bioidentical and really, really cost effective. So it exploded. Now, is it being abused by people? Sure. I'm sure that there's some 25-year-old kid who's doing bioidentical testosterone who has no business being on it. And he's going to hurt himself because this stuff can be really, really dangerous. We're going to talk about how to do it safely towards the end of the program here. But let's take a step back again. And I want to go back to the title. Does every male over 45 need testosterone? Let's look at the men over 45. 13 million men right now in America that we can estimate have suffer from low testosterone, and 90% remain untreated. Now, I can tell you, because I've kind of lived through it, what symptoms you get. Erectile dysfunction, which is can be circulation as well. So a lot of people are on testosterone and things like Cialis or arginine or something to help them with that. Muscle loss, fatigue, lack of drive. Look, that male hormone, that maleness, it's different for everybody. Some people's maleness is expressed through absolute wonderful charities, and some people's maleness is sensitivity to their children. Some people's maleness is kickboxing, okay? It really is different. But your maleness, whatever that was, that fades, and it's very, very independent. Look, when your testosterone's come to heavy up to these normal levels, you shouldn't get angry. That's abuse of testosterone. You should get healthier, more energy. That's why when I say better time with your children, better time with your family, because you have more energy. When you have more energy, you do that. Just a note, 70% of the men with low testosterone also reported erectile dysfunction. Now, here's the thing. You don't have to have erectile dysfunction with low testosterone. But the question is should you have testosterone? Should you be taking it? When we look at cancers in men, prostate cancer is not a coincidence. Where women's cancers are breast, ovary, uterine, cervix, you know, they get other cancers, but those are the main ones. You have men with prostate cancers. What do all those organs have in common? Estrogen receptors. Look, guys, if you have low testosterone, those estrogen receptors in the prostate can get loaded up with estrogen, and that can set off these prostate cancers or these enlarged prostates. So am I saying that getting testosterone up to healthy levels can protect you from prostate cancer? I think so. The data is not there. We think it. As natural medicine, we think. We just declare it. I don't have a lot of studies. There are some studies, but there's not a lot of studies showing it, but it really, really makes sense. Lean muscle mass, ability to fit in your clothes. When the belly fat goes down, which generally happens when you restore testosterone to its proper levels, your cardiovascular risk goes down. And independently, before any of the testosterone craze, we have known in cardiology that low testosterone is an independent risk factor for heart disease. Let me repeat that. Low testosterone is an independent risk factor for heart disease. So what's the action step with this? What do we do? 45 and over, gentlemen, your labs that you get yearly include testosterone. They have to include testosterone. Your labs, you get your CBC, you get your cholesterol panel, your inflammatory panel, if you got a progressive doc, you're getting your labs run. And what do you also add in there? A free and total testosterone. And I would suggest also an estradiol. Make sure you're not building up those estrogens. And if it's low, I think you need to consider replacing it, and not to build up huge muscles and to become the Hulk, but to maintain proper health. It is unnatural for testosterone to be dropping these levels. All we're doing, it just like a low thyroid patient taking thyroid, we're giving low testosterone patients, we're giving you testosterone. And that's not just we're going to help you stay well at Radio MD, that's how we're going to help you thrive at Radio MD and succeed at Radio MD. So gentlemen, 45 and over, get to your labs and get those testosterones run. You'll be glad you did it.